True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, former Major League Baseball pitcher, his son Cam. We'll talk a little bit about him. He's in AAA now, I think in Indianapolis, and along with a keen observer of the LSU baseball scene, Scott Sanders. Scott, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. How you doing, bud?
Hey, how's it going, Mike? How you getting, Charlie? Good, thank y'all for having me.
A little bit about Cam. He got sent to AAA Indianapolis, correct?
Yes, he did, yep. Yeah, he had a really good spring, to be honest, but it came down to him and a couple other guys for that last spot, and he has two options left, and those two guys don't. And, you know, the way major league teams look at it, they're all about holding on to assets, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, if both those, the other two guys had pretty good springs, and if they keep Cam and send one of those two guys down, then they have to put them on waivers, and they could lose them. And so those guys would get the first shot, and obviously if they do good, they stay. And if they don't do good, they'll put them on waivers, and somebody might not pick them up because of their numbers they had in the big leagues. But hey, everything, God has a plan, and Cam's going down there working hard. They told him, they said, you're not breaking with us, but you're going to help us win a lot of games this year. So go down, keep yourself ready, and get ready to come back when we need you. So he's doing his thing.
Yeah, and he's mentally tough. That, because I think you being a former athlete, you know it, man. Come on, you got to have a lot of lower moments. Yeah, you got some highs, but the lower moments, and it teaches you how to cope with that also, because, man, it's tough. Well, you know, when you're in the minors, to get yourself up into back into the majors.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, he was blessed. I mean, he hung out with me in the locker room for 2 or 3 years towards the end of my career, and, you know, really got to see the game of professional baseball. So he's well seasoned in that. And then he also played for me for a bunch of years. And I never really took it easy on him, to be honest. I always, you know, kept the pressure on him and let him know that there's nothing in life that's ever easy. If you want something in life, you have to go get it. You have to keep working. Even when you're not where you're at, when you want to be, how you want to be, whatever it is, you know, there's only one way to get to the next level above you, is just keep working hard, keep doing the best you can do, and just keep fighting.
Yeah, it's a coach online. You got to fight it every day. Ain't nobody give you nothing in this world. But, man, talk about LSU, 2 out of 3. But yesterday I thought Scott was impressive. You're down 7-0, and I'm like, oh, here we go again. But, man, the bats got hot. They were able to kind of curb. They had people on base, but not giving up runs. So, man, to fight through that, and we talk about how tough it is, going through difficult times. Jay Johnson's had a group here, has been through some difficult times. Yesterday, for me, though, was an impressive win by LSU.
Yeah, it definitely was. You know, obviously, everybody listening and big Tiger fans out there, they know this team is, you know, came out hot, hit the skids, you know, and played mediocre at best since. They've had some really good games. They've had some not so great games, but, you know, hopefully, you know, yesterday's win is going to be what we call a signature win, you know, because I'll be honest, down 7-0, you can always pack it up and say, hey, you know, let's get ready for Tuesday, let's get ready for next weekend. But they didn't, and they fought. And then they didn't just fight. They came back and flipped it on them. I mean, 17-10. So, you know, I think that team needed that. You know, every team needs what they call a signature win because, you know, as much as, you know, hey, I'm, at the end of the day, you know, Tiger fans, they can get spoiled. You know what I mean? You know, 2 out of 3, Jays won. I mean, you can ask many people who are baseball fans across the country, like, has your team ever won 2 national championships, period? Much less 2 out of 3, you know? And, you know, baseball is such a mental sport. And I tell people all the time, I said, that's why it's so hard to stay at such a high level of consistency, especially in college baseball, year after year after year after year, because the bats get cold, the arms are not hot, we make a couple errors, next thing you know, I mean, you just feel like you are the worst baseball team in America, even though you're putting on the purple and gold and it says Tigers across your chest, you know. And then the fans are in the group chats and in the chats and talking about how bad they are and should fire Jay Johnson and he can't develop players and blah, 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 blah. And it, believe it or not, those kids read that stuff and it doesn't help. You know, it just makes things worse. And they go up there with nobody on base and they try to hit a three-run homer. And guess what? Next thing you know, there they are losing again. But yesterday was a great win for them. They needed that. And I really hope that that can be the signature win that can propel them back with the confidence to just go out there. You know, SEC, it just never stops. Every weekend is you know, you're going to face somebody who's going to be really good. You got to play nine innings, you know, 3 days in a row. And that's not always easy to do.
Seth Dardar, man, he's been on a tear. Now the SEC co-player of the week. But, man, he had a great weekend. When you look at it all across the board, 6-for-10, 4 doubles, 1 homer, 5 RBIs, 3 walks, batting .600. Man, you talk about a hot weekend. Seth Dardar is that guy from right up the road in Mandeville.
Yeah, he was definitely hot. He did set a record this past weekend. He now has officially the highest bat flip in LSU baseball history.
Right.
But, you know, I'll tell you what, this team is the rest of the way out. Obviously, they got to figure out a way to win 2 out of 3, probably the rest of the way out, to get to where they really want to be. And for them to be able to do to get every weekend 2 out of 3, they're going to need somebody different almost every weekend to do what Seth did this past weekend. You know, is the whole lineup going to do what he did? Probably not. You know what I mean? But if each weekend they can have one guy to just go out there and literally just kind of carry them with their bats, you know, they have a shot to end up, you know, where they want to be, you know, where they're over 500 in SEC play, you know, maybe, you know, teeter-totting on, you know, 18, 19 wins. But it's going to take, I'm not going to lie to you, you know, the transfers this year have not really hit like the ones that have, you know, as of late. And it's really nothing to, you know, I mean, it's sometimes you hit gold Tommy White and you know, those type of guys. And then sometimes you get guys who, you know, they just don't grasp the SEC, the pace of the SEC and, you know, that type of stuff.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Scott, I wanted to ask you about Zach Cowan, who has really emerged of recent. I remember after the Northeastern loss where, you know, Coach Johnson was talking to the media afterwards and basically said that he was missing his changeup, which is his signature pitch, too much over the center of the plate. And that's why teams were really lighting him up. Obviously, there's been a mechanic adjustment. The last 3 appearances at Vanderbilt versus Oklahoma and versus Kentucky, you have 8 1/3 combined scoreless innings, 2 hits, 1 walk, 13 strikeouts for Mr. Cowan. He comes out of relief after William Schmidt had a really good start in game 2 against the Wildcats. But then just the emergence of Cowan, who was so important to this team last year, he's really kind of recapturing some of that magic that he had out of the pen. And I thought he had a great performance again this past weekend against Kentucky.
Yeah, he definitely did. And, you know, beginning of the season, his velocity was actually ticking up, you know, kind of a good bit. And sometimes for me, a guy with a really good changeup, the harder you throw, that also means the harder your changeup is going to be normally. You know, most guys don't go from, you know, you know, back last year, I remember him being 91, 92 tops, you know, and this past year, I saw him hit a 95. But what that does mean, that might mean his changeup, instead of being, you know, 80, 81, now it's playing up to 80, 80, 45, which means it's going to have less movement. It's going to be a little bit stiffer, you know, which is that all plays into the hitter's advantage compared to, because I'd much rather, I don't know if you guys remember a guy named Jamie Moore, who pitched for like 25 years in the major leagues. He pitched, he was like 45. He literally threw changeups 75% of the time, but his fastball was 86, 88, you know, and his changeup would be 74, 76. Nobody wants to hit. Nobody wants the believe it or not, nowadays, the lower the velocity, nobody wants to hit off a low velocity nowadays because they don't see it enough, you know. But he's going to be an integral part. And, I mean, I'm really sitting there thinking, like, does Jay give him a shot at starting when he's, you know, not you know, with Cooper Moore being down probably for a few more weeks? Because he's been really, really good lately. I mean, 21 strikeouts and 12 in the third innings. I mean, that's with three walks, you know, a couple, 14 hits. You know, his ERA is sitting at 4.38, but that's all from those couple outings at the beginning, you know. But he's definitely got it. If he can step up and maybe go out there and start one of the weekend games and get you five innings, you know, and then bridge the you know, the next four or five innings, because obviously he might not go out and throw seven, eight innings right out the gate. But he's definitely a key integral part that they need going forward.
And that was actually going to be my follow-up question for you, is that with Cowan pitching the way he is, I think you have to at least consider throwing him on that Sunday start. It made all the sense in the world to just keep William Schmidt on the regular rest, because against Oklahoma, the game three was on Saturday, game two against Kentucky was on Saturday, so he had a full week, and you just move him up to game two. And then game three, Jay has tried to use Gavin Guidry a couple different times as a starter, and I don't know. I know the mentality of a starting pitcher and a bullpen pitcher, as you know, Scott, is wildly different. He just hasn't necessarily worked out as a starter in his a couple opportunities that he's had to do it. Moving him back to the bullpen, I think, is going to be probably the best option there. But putting Cowan as a starter, I know that Jay has come on with us and told us that he always likes having one of his best pitchers be in the bullpen, like someone that could start, but they like having that kind of, I guess not versatility is the right word, but the safety blanket, so to speak, to close out a big game and close out a win, especially once you get to SEC play, as they did against Kentucky in game two. But Cowan has been a starter in the past. He started at Wofford. He was the ace of that staff before he came to LSU. I just think it kind of makes sense for him to be the game three starter, even though Jay didn't do it this past weekend. That could be a move that happens this upcoming weekend in Tennessee.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. You know, because obviously, you know, if Cooper Moore doesn't get hurt, obviously you definitely keep him as your ace, you know, your ace in the pen, to bridge, you know. And but I think what Jay's gonna do, I think Jay's not gonna, obviously not, he's not gonna announce a starter, you know, for Sunday. And if he needs Zach to win Friday or Saturday, he's gonna win one of those two games. You know, that's my gut. Now obviously, if he can get through, say, Friday night, don't need him, Saturday night, don't need him, I'd be shocked. But I've been wrong in the past, but I would definitely, if they don't use him Friday or Saturday, I fully expect him to be the starting on Sunday. You know, let him run out there. Like I said, run him out there. Hopefully get you five, six innings, you know, and goes out there. And because they obviously, they need somebody to step up on that Sunday, you know what I mean? Because you can't give up 10 runs on Sunday in the SEC and expect to win many of those. You know, hey, they did it this past Sunday by scoring 17, but doesn't mean it's going to happen again this Sunday.
Scott, I know tomorrow they play Southern. That's always a big game out in Baton Rouge. But over the weekend, now playing Tennessee. I don't know how much you've watched of Tennessee, but they win a wild shootout games this weekend against Vandy. So your comments about the Volunteers have always been a well-recruited team because of the guy that was there before. And now the difference with him now with the Giants, and your thoughts on the Volunteers.
Yeah, so I think Volunteer fans are sitting in the same catbird seat right now that the Tiger fans are sitting in. You know, what they're seeing is not something they're used to. And, you know, they're sitting here at 18-10 overall, 3-6 in the conference. You know, Tony V was one of a kind. You know, I'll be honest, besides Jay Johnson, I would put him and Jay Johnson. Obviously, you have your old school guys, you know, A&M and Arkansas, those guys, you know, those guys who've been doing it for a lot of years. But I call, you know, Jay and Tony, where you young blood, you know, they always put a product on the field, you know, and I think Tennessee, obviously the talent is still there, but they have a different conductor running the train now, and people don't always believe, but sometimes whoever's sitting in that head seat, head coaching seat, it can really make you be a different team on the field. And I tell you, Tony Vitale, he's one of a kind, you know. And I think they're missing him right now. I think they will figure it out. But I know one thing. I feel a lot better about LSU going into Tennessee this weekend with a chance to win 2 out of 3 or possibly 3 out of 3. Hey, maybe they get 1 out of 3. Maybe they don't get any. But without Tony being at that other dugout, I like the Tigers' chances a lot better when Tony be in that dugout this year, to be honest. But, you know, they have a good, talented team. You know, their starting pitchers, all of them sitting right around a 4-year age. So that means, you know, they might be going out one day giving up 8, and they might go out the next game and not give up many. So you just got, like anybody else, you got to get to their bullpen, just like guys want to do to the Tigers. You know, at the end of the day, you want to get to somebody's bullpen and just see how the game shakes out.
And Mike alluded to it, Scott, but this past weekend – in Nashville, Vanderbilt and Tennessee in the crosstown rivalry. I'll read these off to you. Vanderbilt wins 3-2 in 10 innings on a walk-off. Vanderbilt wins game 2, 6-5 in 16 innings. Once again, walk-off. And then Vanderbilt in game 3, 16-15 to sweep the Tennessee Volunteers. Scott, yeah. I know, you know, the mentality of baseball is a big part of it. Like, you brought up the mental aspect of things. But losing 3 straight 1-run games on the road to your hated rival, and any of those games could have been flip-flopped, but you lose all 3, you get swept. I think LSU is going to see a very, very annoyed, aggravated Tennessee team this upcoming weekend, so the Tigers have to bring their best too.
No, I agree with you. The Tigers, they better be ready to play, because those boys, I can promise you that bus ride home, because I'm sure it was so close he just took the bus, that probably was not a happy bus ride home, because sometimes I'd rather lose 17-10 than lose 3-2 or 16-15. You know what I mean?
7-10,
yeah, we had it. We blew it. We never had a chance. You know what I mean? But those close ones, they wear on you. You know, I tell people all the time, it's like baseball is such a mental game. You think about it, let's just call it an average game 3 hours, right? For about only 25% of that 3 hours is actual action. The other 75%, you're literally standing around waiting for a pitch to be called, something to happen, and then what? Something happens for literally, sometimes it's only 2 seconds. If they hit the ball in the gap, it's maybe 5 seconds. But baseball is so hard, because a good player who stands out in that field and thinks negatively or not the right mindset, but that's the other 75%, they can just swamp you as an athlete. You know what I mean? So you like, you have to be so, you have to stay so mentally focused that 75% of the downtime, you have to make sure you find a way to keep yourself in the game and focus on the positives that's going on and not the negatives.
Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, man. Always great to have you on. Super insights. And if I don't see you before, happy Easter. And I know that little grandson, he's going to enjoy those Easter eggs.
Easter Bunny's definitely coming to see him.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it, bud.
Thank you, guys. You have a great evening.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott Sanders, former Major League Baseball pitcher, always a keen observer of the LSU baseball scene, and always there with Jenny King, making sure everything is all clean at Tiger Stadium, Alec Box.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.